If you've ever hit the lotto, guessed the final Jeopardy question correctly, or bet it all on black and come out the winner, tonight's story is not for you. No, tonight's story is for the other guys. For those of us who have had to eat ramen too many times, who steal their friend's Netflix account, who stare up from their desk job at a wall where a degree in Shakespeare that costs 200 grand mockingly stares back at them. Tonight's story is for the losers, like you. And me, and those of us crazy or stupid enough to finally do something about it. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Darkness as a Bride, a DTC radio story by Tyler Grimes.
When shall you three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
Slow it down. We don't need to attract any attention right now.
Your fortune and fate are forever twined. What's theirs is yours, and yours is mine.
There, pull over up there. Not next to the fire hydrant.
A drum, misfortune here doth come. Should thou pay no heed to thy most vile greed. Dear darling, death for thou sure must come from the gone voices of those that thou made bleed.
It's weird that you recorded that, Darlene.
And then to top it all off, she tells me I've got poor gum health.
Places in 20 seconds.
Poor gum health? Yeah, they bleed all the time.
15 seconds.
All the time? Well, whenever I brush.
10 seconds to places.
They're not supposed to bleed when you brush.
No!
5 seconds.
Well, hell, I always thought you were supposed to brush until you bled.
You both have gingivitis.
It's time. Let's do it.
Keep the car running.
Obviously, this isn't my first bank robbery.
Let's go!
Your mask! Don't forget your mask!
Yeah.
And how about we try sticking to the Shakespeare this time?
Good afternoon to all of you fine folks. My name is Adriana.
My name is Bianca,
and
we are the Shakespeares.
We are not the Shakespeare sirens, so we would appreciate that when you talk to the press after we're done robbing this bank, you would only refer to us by our preferred nomenclature. Now, get down on the ground.
I strike quickly, being
hands
moved.
Behind your back, and remember that
the rest is silence.
60 seconds till act break.
Mistress, what cheer, house sweet queen?
Hello, please don't kill me.
Cowards die many times before their deaths. Are you a coward?
No.
Then we won't have any problems.
45 seconds, let's go.
Frailty, thy name is...
Rhonda.
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me get all the bills out of the drawer.
I can't.
Jesus, Adriana, warn me next time.
Oh, the lady doth protest too much.
You broke my nose.
You're lucky. I was trying to break your whole face. Now open the drawers, now. That's it?
That's all we have.
Nothing will come of nothing. Come on, that's plenty. We're at intermission. Let's go before more audience shows up.
This is enough.
This is very Midsummer Madness. We have to go. Desdemona is waiting for us in the car.
Safety deposit boxes now. Let's go.
Gravity is the soul.
Let's go, Rhonda.
Follow me.
Oh, yeah. I totally finessed that test. That's because you lack imagination.
How?
Easy! You get the multiple choice answers ahead of time from whatever loser TA likes the way you look in yoga pants, and then you mark your left arm in highlighter. Yellow for A, blue for B, etc. Then just try not to finish the test so fast that you get caught! The marks on the arm? You make random marks on your other arm so your professor thinks you're just artsy. Works every time!
Christ!
What? Yeah, I heard that. What was it? No, not a gunshot. Fireworks. It was a firework. Happy Oktoberfest! Yeah, I know. All those calories. Look, Susie.
Give me now leave to leave thee!
That enough Shakespeare for
go,
you?
Go! Are we all met?
Darlene!
Susie, I gotta call you back. Sigma Kappa forever! Bye! Yeesh, she can run her mouth like a Pinewood Derby.
Let's go!
Come, let's away to prison. Seatbelts, please.
Yeah.
Darest thou die? The sense of death is most in apprehension. The worst is death, and death will have his day. If I must die, I will encounter darkness as a bride. Oh, hell yes, Mary, you've still got it.
What in the hell were you thinking back there, Anna?
She's a lunatic, a goddamn lunatic.
Hey, I was very clear about what they should and should not have been doing. If they were good listeners, we wouldn't have had a problem.
You were more out of line than a kindergartner's coloring book.
Good one, Betty. Did you get that from your subscription to Trite Expressions Quarterly?
Oh, come on, get over yourself.
My lord, she goes off and on at pleasure. There's no goodness in my face. Anyone want to stop their whining and tell me what exactly is going on here?
There was a complication at the bank.
A complication? You killed someone, Anna. This is not what I signed up for.
And what the hell were you thinking going into the safety deposit boxes? I don't even really know what safety deposit boxes are.
It was just supposed to be three banks, just enough to pay our student loans through the end of the semester. We should have stopped weeks ago, but we didn't.
I never heard you complain.
That's because she didn't think you would snap and shoot somebody.
Oh, shut up, Darlene. You drive the car. You don't do shit.
We don't kill. We all agreed, Anna. This just bumped us up from life without parole to the death penalty. Doesn't do a it's good to be able to pay for college if we're dead.
Look, maybe I messed up when I aerated that bank teller's heart.
Maybe?
Yeah, maybe I did, but that ain't my fault.
Then whose fault is it?
Hers. She's supposed to know everything that happens before it happens. That's why we're giving her 20%, aren't we? Shouldn't her voodoo shit have seen that Rhonda was gonna trip on the alarm on the way to the boxes?
Oh, come on! Her name is Mary Mystic. You really think someone with a name like that really knows the fracking future?
It is not in the stars to hold our destiny, but in ourselves.
All right, that's it. Sit down and shut up, all of you. It is one thing for you to be acting damn fools up in my house, but it is another thing entirely to be disrespecting me the way you are disrespecting me right now. The fact is that Mary Mystic's powers are more ancient and damnable than any of you could fathom. Now here's the butter. Listen up and let me lay it on thick. First, that is not Shakespeare, dear Darlene. You were looking for the fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves, that we are the underlings. You've done wrong, all of yous. Anna, most of all. But we are all at fault, myself included. You came to me with the idea of using my all-seeing eye to make some money. Three good-looking sorority sisters with a tongue for Shakespeare decided to break bad. Mary Mystic can make some money off that, so I help you. I use my spells. I listen to my crystal.
Yeah, and you put a nice down payment on a condo in Florida. You are a Shakespeare professor before they fired your ass. Don't act.
I swear, child, one more word out of you and I'll be calling the police myself. Sit down. Now, as I was saying, Mary Mystic is not to blame for this situation, but she is not blameless. Now, where is the car?
We tossed it.
Where?
The river.
What the hell am I supposed to do with you all? The river? This is not an episode of The Sopranos. This is real life.
Yeah, and I am real tired. We wiped and ditched the car, we've got the money, all they heard was Shakespeare, and we were wearing masks.
All they heard from me was Shakespeare. Your Shakespeare shit. You said whatever the hell it was you wanted to say. She quoted the Beach Boys in there.
What song?
Rhonda.
That the one about the guy that gets around?
No, it's the one about Rhonda.
We got away with it. Now y'all can keep butchering the Beach Boys catalog, but I'm going upstairs and I'm going to bed.
Some rise by sin and some by virtue fall.
Measure for Measure, Act 2, Scene 1. Don't ever tell me my Shakespeare shit again. By the way, your cut tonight is 16,540, Mary Mystic. Good night.
Come back here.
I'm good.
Anna!
What? We did it. We got away with it. The cops won't find us.
You have taken a life, young lady. You may have evaded the authorities, but evading the recently disturbed spirit is another matter entirely.
Excuse me?
The life you took, you owe that soul a debt. A debt that soul will no doubt seek to collect. Like Prospero, the spirit will not rest until it gets the revenge it seeks.
Look, I've got a crazy headache, and this is not helping.
We must all take measures. A seance is required.
Like a nap? That's a siesta. A seance is like a circle.
A circle?
Yeah, like a circle where you communicate with the dead.
Yikes. I'd rather take a siesta.
You owe this woman whose life you took a debt.
Piss off. I don't owe anyone anything. Not my parents, not the university, Phoebe, Kate's, and Gremlin's looking woman behind the counter that I plugged. Nobody. Have fun with your seance. I'll see y'all in the morning.
That poor soul.
What do we do?
Douse the lights. Come, take a seat.
Goddamn seance. This isn't some stupid play. Oh, man, my head hurts. Oh, Jesus. Just gotta get some sleep.
Now, give me your hands. I need your word that no matter what happens, you will not let go. You will not break the circle.
What's going to happen?
Promise me.
Promise.
Darlene?
Betty?
It's okay. I'll be right here.
Every moment we waste is a moment we move through unprotected. I need an answer.
Fine. I promise. Stick a needle.
Good. Now I will read through an incantation that should protect us. I will try to adjust so that Anna can be protected as well, but my powers are limited.
Save our asses. She made her choice.
Double toil and trouble. Fire, burn, and cauldron bubble.
You wanna not do that? You wanna not bring his jinxed play into this? I just looked up how to conduct a seance on WikiHow and it made me pee a little.
Silence now! Put everything away. Give me your hands. We don't have anything that belonged to the victim, do we?
Yes, her name tag. I don't know why I took it, but I don't know.
Put it in the middle of the table. Wayward sisters, rejoin the circle. When I speak her name, I need you to picture her as clearly as you can. Now, close your eyes. Spirits of the past, move among us. Be guided by the light of this world and visit upon us. Rhonda, gone too soon, we bring you gifts from life into death, and we beg you of forgiveness. Be guided by the light of this world and visit upon us.
Did it work?
The storm, it stopped.
Spirit, leave us in peace.
What the hell is going on?
Mary.
This spirit is far too strong. I've never dealt with anything like it. This Rhonda must have already been possessed when she was killed.
The worst lottery ever.
Spirit, identify yourself.
Bah. Who in the shit is that?
What is it you want?
Ukobah, the fire starter, is a demon of an inferior
order. Don't insult it, Darlene!
I'm not!
How do you even know this?
I googled it!
Darlene, did you break the circle?
Okay, don't be mad.
What a crazy dream. Oh, what time is it? Owen's dead. There's no clock in here? Of course. Mary Mystic, what a bullshit name. What the hell time is it? It's dark out. Did I sleep the clock around twice? Jesus. I'm talking to myself. Better go wake up the girls. Betty, Darlene! Mom? Dad? Buzz? Where are you guys? Do I miss them? Hamlet Act 3, Scene 3, Line 87. Nope. Hello? Maybe there's a landline around here somewhere. Prehistoric. Nothing. All right, enough. Come on out. I'm sorry, all right? I'll talk. I'll do the seance or whatever. Just come out, okay? This sucks. Get out of here. Where are the keys? A hearse? A bit of an oversell, if you ask me, Mary Mystic. Man, this darkness. It smells in here. Ugh. Perfect. Come on, something's gotta work. Nothing.
When shall you three meet again? In thunder lightning or in rain? Your fortune and fate are forever twined. What theirs is yours and yours is mine.
Isn't this Mary Mystic's tick?
We
trashed it with the car.
Should thou pay no heed to thou most vile greed? Dear darling, death for thou shall now come. From the gone voice of those that thou dost thou die? Since of death is most inefficient. The worst is death, and death will have his day. If I must die, I will encounter darkness as a bride.
What?
No way. What the hell? Oh shit, the casket. The casket just moved. What do you want?
You.
Oh God. Oh Christ. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You owe me.
This isn't fair.
Fair is foul, and foul is fair. By the pricking of my thumb, something wicked this way comes.
Please, I'll pay you back.
She who dies pays all debts.
Darkness as a Bride was recorded in its entirety on September 3 in San Diego, California, featuring Danny DiCarlo, Julia Gialzetti, Rachel Van Wormer, Stacey Michelle Walker, and Marcy Ann Wibben. It was written by Tyler Grimes and directed by Anthony Matvin. Sound engineering and design by Leisha Brown. Sound editing by Tyler Grimes. Play development by Cynthia White. Artwork by Andrew Singer. Darkness as a Bride was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gegenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distill Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distill Theater. Until next time, good night, Emmy winner for supporting actress in a limited series or movie, Laura Dern, wherever you are.
And a very special thank you to Spencer Roblin, who recorded our brand new DTC Radio theme music.